AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. 9 people have been wounded, 1 critically, by a man who reportedly opened fire on cars passing through a Houston condo complex this morning. Jennifer Molita says she called police when she heard the first gunshots.
I called 911 because the bullets did not stop. They would not stop, and they were getting louder and louder.
Police Chief Martha Montalvo says police shot and killed the man at the scene. She adds his car was packed with guns.
It has numerous weapons, and we are bringing in the bomb squad to secure it safe. Once we have done that, we will also secure the suspect's apartment.
Police have not released the shooter's identity. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump meet in tonight's first presidential debate. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports who wins may be less important than exceeding expectations.
Iowa State political scientist David Anderson says the bar is set high for Clinton, who's debated some 40 times since she first ran for Senate.
There are just incredible expectations of how well she's going to perform.
Yet Trump comes in the star of the GOP primary season debates, who repeatedly savaged his foes.
Everybody watched the Republican primary debates to see what Donald Trump was going to do next.
However, Anderson says in this debate, the best course for Trump might be to keep cool and not jab, even as Clinton does her best to provoke him. Mark Smith at the White House.
People living in more than 3,000 homes in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, have been told to evacuate ahead of the crest of the flooding Cedar River. Linn County, Iowa Public Information Officer Ryan Schlater says this river is above 18 feet and rising.
The National Weather Service is projecting a crest of 23 feet by Tuesday morning, and that would make it the second highest in Cedar Rapids history.
The governor has ordered in the National Guard. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 147. This is AP Radio News. President Obama says Arnold Palmer was the American dream come to life. Sagar Meghani has more on the golf legend who died yesterday at 87.
Arnold Palmer brought golf to the masses, the working man star, standing pigeon-toed over putts with his own legion of fans.
Every big crowd we see at a golf tournament today started with Arnie's Army.
George W. Bush awarded Palmer the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2004. The man known as the King had won 62 times on the PGA Tour, including 7 majors. By 2006, he hadn't won any event in nearly 20 years and retired.
They all want to see a good shot, and you know it, and you can't give them that good shot. That's when it's time.
I'm Sagar Meghani.
Baseball world and the Miami Marlins are mourning ace pitcher Jose Fernandez, who was killed in a boating accident yesterday morning off Miami Beach. He was 24. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.